Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God. And we've been talking about the Lord's visits, and we've been talking about how we get to know Him, how we get to hear Him. And we have been in the process of hopefully setting up a foundation by which we can truly not only get to know God, but be taking on the responsibilities that He has set aside for His people here on this earth today. So it's not just a matter of our getting our needs met or our problems solved, but it's also a matter of, shall we say, rising to the occasion of the situation that we find ourselves in, whatever that happens to be. Now, obviously, we've got a global economic and government issue going on right now. And in one way or another, it's affecting us, each one of us. For many, it's affecting us in a negative way. But for also many are seeing it as that opportunity to test what God has been teaching them. And in light of that, again, what we are looking at is seeing that when God makes us a spiritual being, He puts us in a position that is totally distinct from those who are still dead in their spirit. We have available to us resources and information that is not available, that is just not something that everyone is able to appreciate. So what we want to be able to comprehend and experience is our role and our situation, who we are in God, who we are in this world. And learning to not only be aware of what's going on in all three realms, spirit, soul, and body, but also having, and not just participating, but having that role of ruling and reigning, of having authority in our situation and in the global situation. Remember, as a spirit, you have authority over the solical realm, the supernatural realm, as well as the natural realm. So one of the things the Lord is teaching us is not only the basics of getting cooperating with Him so our skills, our supernatural solical skills and solical abilities and senses are fine-tuned for our benefit, but also so that we can participate in God ruling and reigning in this earth actively, proactively, not just waiting for things to happen to us. And in a sense, not just waiting for God to bless us, but going out and pursuing opportunities, seeing every situation where we find ourselves as an opportunity to be a blessing and to be an active changer. Right now, we very often see ourselves as the recipient of activity, whether it's negative or positive. We see that either God is blessing us, and maybe he has sent his angels out to do that, or maybe he has lifted our, that protection, and we're at the whim. We are victims of our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. But we often see ourselves as victims, as recipients. And the Lord wants to be changing that around. You are not only on the receiving end, you are also on the giving end. And you not only give what he has given, but you give the character that he has given. Remember, just as much as God is in authority, you are in authority. So the emphasis, the importance we have of learning to know who God is and how he makes himself known to us, it's not just for our own circumstance, but it's to learn how to impact on a supernatural and natural level the situation, our family, our city, our state, our nation, our world, through the authority that God has given us by our new nature, by being a spirit being. So there's a lot more when we're talking about the Lord's visits and having our senses and our skills quickened, we can more and more see the far-reaching effects that we have according to our new nature. That it's not just about us, even though we will reap the benefits, but we are in the situation we're in so that we can learn to rule and reign. And we're not just waiting for God's blessings or for the enemy's curses. We are to learn to be proactive and get out there and command where it's necessary and to do what is necessary. We are to knock until the door opens, and we are to seek until we find. So we're not just learning to have experienced the Lord's visits and to recognize them so that we can, you know, sharpen our senses. There's a reason for it. So though we are definitely continue to spend the time and ask for greater understanding and greater awareness for when the Lord reveals himself and makes himself known, we also recognize that this is an opportunity to move into taking these opportunities as an to make commands, to take authority and see this is what it means. This is what it means to be, to experience the Lord's visits. Why does he visit us? To teach us, to train us, to inspire us, to motivate us. Sometimes it's to kick us out of the nest, to give us opportunities, to teach us how to act in those opportunities. So we've been talking about how the Lord makes his presence known through his visits. And we've been talking about how in the natural realm, he quickens our senses and makes himself known. But we've been talking about how he manifests himself in the supernatural realm and solically. and how that through the practice of waiting on the Lord and cultivating quietness as a lifestyle, we make ourselves fully available to be taught directly by the Lord. And as we do that, He gives us not only an awareness of His presence personally, but also in a situation. When you see a new opportunity, that's God. When you see something that you've, when you have a new desire, check with God. Lord, is this from you? Is this something you want me to pursue? And we act on that. So we've been talking about how the Lord makes Himself known through His visits on the supernatural realm. And in what we want to start with is this, it can be a very vague understanding of what His presence is, sensing His presence, getting a grasp, being aware of His presence. This is one of the reasons it's so important that we learn how to quiet our soul, that we experience that quietness so that we can be aware of the subtleties of God speaking to us. And by speaking, again, it's not just hearing words, but sometimes He just imparts knowledge or change or freedom. And if we are so busy being active in our soul, in our mind, will, and emotions, we're going to often have a hard time distinguishing that still small voice. So now we've talked about two different things, haven't we? We've talked about being quiet and cultivating a quiet lifestyle, and yet being active and learning how to command and take charge, take control of our situation. It's the order that's important. If we have not learned to hear His voice, to be quiet in Him, to be at rest in Him, to receive from Him unconditionally, receive from God unconditionally, when we then try to take on our problems and our situations and even our opportunities, we are doing it out of our own strength. And that is the flesh. If we switch those around and we have learned to wait on the Lord and receive our life and direction and encouragement and motivation and ideas from Him directly, then we know that as we move forward, you know, always learning, Lord, is that you? Always testing what we're hearing. Then when we move forward, we have that confidence that we are moving forward in Him, that it's not out of our flesh, that it's not out of our own strength. Instead of it being out of our own strength, we are merely adding our strength to His. It's instead of pouring out until we're empty, we are full and we spill over. So we are the first participants in what God is doing and wants to do in this world. He's never alarmed by what's going on here. There's never anything that's out of His control. You know, He created evil for the day of evil, and He created good for the day of good. He's not one or the other. He's both. He created both. He has both a right hand and a left hand. And we need that in our lives. So we are, instead of fighting them, and trying to interpret why these things are happening in our lives, we see them as opportunities to learn more about God and about ourselves and how to recognize him in our lives and cooperate with him. Think right now, what is it that you desire from the Lord? Then ask, Lord, is that from you? Then, Lord, how can I act on this? What do I need to do right now to bring this into reality in my life? So as we talk about some subtle things, some subtle ways of recognizing his presence, we also step out in those areas to make the things that he is revealing to us real. So we recognize, learn to recognize a sense of his presence. This is perhaps the best example of needing to experience the Lord firsthand. In learning to recognize his personal presence, we come up against something or we experience something that is better felt than telt. For me to explain to you, this is what God's personal presence feels like, is going to fall far short of what the experience is personally. I can tell you things like there's a shift in your thinking or your feeling or your activity or even a physical presence. But because God reveals himself the way he chooses, the way he reveals his personal presence to you at any given time is likely to be different than he does to me. But this is our God. He is our personal God. He reveals himself to us personally, to each one of us personally. This is why it's so important to be cultivating that quietness. As your senses become sharpened through much waiting on the Lord and cultivating a quiet lifestyle, you will more quickly and more easily begin to be able to identify his presence. And over time, we'll be able to discern even his purpose. Why is he coming? Why is he calling your name? Why is he revealing himself to you now in this way? You'll be able to recognize the direction he gives you. And one of the things we're finding is how important it is to have confidence. Not only confidence in God, which is really what we mean when we say faith, but also confidence in our own ability to hear him, to know him, to recognize him. So I guess this would be faith in ourselves. And these are the things that God is arranging our life to experience. Confidence in him and confidence in ourselves. When you go and get in your car and you turn it on and you pull out of your driveway or your parking spot and you hit the road, whatever kind of road it is, most of us don't give it a second thought, because we have confidence in the laws that govern the highways and the byways, that for the most part, other people are going to stop at stop signs. They're going to stay on their side of the dashed yellow line in the middle of the road. We have confidence that we know what the laws are, and we know that others are going to obey those laws. We also have confidence in our ability to drive, because we've been doing it enough, and we've been in scary situations, and we know when we slam on the brakes, they're going to stop the car. And by experience, And even by riding with others, we know how cars work and we know how driving works. So we've gotten to the point where we hardly pay attention to it unless something happens, unless there's an interruption or, you know, we're going someplace new. Well, that's really what we're looking for as far as developing our new senses to be aware of how God works in our lives, is that it's going to become so real that we really don't think about it that much. It doesn't require the effort that it does at first. So just as any other area where we have to put in the effort first, we do. We put in the effort. We recognize that this is something we want and then something that this is something God wants for us. So pursuing that awareness of his presence and experiencing his presence, knowing that we both want it, we're in cooperation with God, that he will respond. And that even when we don't sense his change, sense his presence, he is working to reveal himself, to quicken our senses. So through that, we are developing our ability to discern, to distinguish his purpose, the projects he wants us to be working on, the direction he wants us to take, his intentions for us. We begin to not only understand, but experience his love for us, his healing, his encouragement, his provision. Not because we've studied a lot or tried harder than anyone else, but because the Lord has removed the veil, the barriers, separating our senses from reality. We go back to the fact that knowing the Lord is simple. It's just a matter of depending on him. It's not easy because there are so many hindrances and we've built up so much control over our own lives, but it is simple. Doing it is hard. But you know what? You just follow the directions, and he's the one who gives you the directions. So one of the ways he reveals his presence is by a sense of his presence. He makes a change. We could say it's a solical way of knocking. But you're suddenly aware of a change, whether it's in your thinking, an interruption or a pause, or in what you were doing, you find yourself just stopping for a second, or in your emotions. Do you just feel a drawing or a sense of peace or a sense of urgency? Or even in the physical realm, you may feel a change in the temperature or the electricity in the room, or any of such a wide variety of ways that the Lord gives us a sense of his presence, his personal presence. And we'll go into great depth as to how to respond and what to do with it. But for right now, when that happens, just join him. Just, you don't have to come away from the Lord's teachings with something to do. You want to ask him, but a lot of times the Lord just comes to us that this way, just because he wants to be with us. He wants to keep us company, or he wants your company. Now think about that for a second, okay? God not only loves you, he likes you. And he enjoys your company. he enjoys you being with him. So sometimes his presence, when he makes you aware of his presence, it's just so you'll hang out with him for a while. And like I said, we'll go into detail about how to handle, how to respond to the drawing of the Lord. Because sometimes that drawing doesn't come at opportune times. How do we handle that? And how do we handle it when it's an urgent, when we can't understand what he's saying, or a myriad of other things? We'll look into those things. But for right now, just recognize that the Lord wants you to just be able, without something specific, just sense his personal presence, soulically and sometimes physically. Now, there will also be times when he will be a little bit more, shall we say, more aggressive, more obvious. And he makes himself known. He visits us by drawing us, by pulling us, not just making himself known, but by getting our attention to come his way. This is his drawing. So though there will be times the Lord makes himself known, during those times when we are specifically focusing on him, the majority of the time we will be engaged in other activities when he does something to get our attention. He doesn't want to have to shout at us. It's a good thing if the Lord doesn't have to send an angel or a telegram to get our attention. It's a good thing if the Lord doesn't have to perform a miracle to confirm his direction or encourage us. One of the ways we show respect to a person is if we are at their beck and call. If your boss left you a note and said, I need to talk to you, come in for a meeting at such and such a time, would you make sure that you could, that you were at your boss's door at such and such a time? Or if he called you, would you ignore the phone call? No. It's a recognition of the relationship. Now, if it was someone who worked for you, you may, and they said, meet me at such and such a time, you may ignore it. Because, again, it's a recognition of who is in authority. So, we show respect to God when we are available to him first. And when we are ready to drop what we're doing, to respond to him. So very often, to strengthen our attention, God will engage us to attend to him at what may seem to be odd times. There may be times when you're driving down the road, even to work, and he says, or you feel even just a strong drawing, so strong that you need to pull over to the side of the road or to a, you know, an off-ramp to let him do what he wants to do in you and through you. Learning to pay attention and how to promptly respond is essential to moving into being led by the Spirit, and eventually learning to live, move, and have our being in him. So we move from being available to be aware of his presence to learning how to respond to whatever his drawing is. And we'll pick it up there next Thursday at 7:30. Until then, I'll see you Saturday at 9. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.